Today's episode of All Talk, No Bock is sponsored by Anchor FM. If you haven't heard of Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. First of all, it's free, so you don't have to worry about any additional charges or fees, and you don't have to have a limit on your creativity. Speaking of creativity, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your computer or phone. So, if you're on the go, this is definitely the platform for you. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be listened to on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and any other listening sites. Also, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Anchor gives you everything you need to make a successful podcast all in one convenient space. If you're just getting started with podcasting, or if you're already a seasoned content creator, please download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm. Again, that's anchor.fm, anchor.fm.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to All Talk, No Bock. I'm Heather.
I'm Reese.
What's up, everybody? I'm Nico.
And sorry we didn't record an episode last week. Yeah, we took a little break. Reese was out of town, and I was super busy. Nico was chill, but, you know, we can't all be on the same page at the same time. So we're back, and we're very excited for this episode, because obviously I can't do a Dodger rant when they're 9 of their last 10 are wins and they somehow finagled their way into being again at the top of the record-wise of the NL. Good win against the Giants yesterday. But that's not what we're talking about, folks. What we're talking about today is... We are getting into our emotions. Call this a therapy session of sorts. And we are looking inward and seeing what songs come to mind when we're in a good mood in baseball. Maybe we're seeing our favorite teams play, our favorite players up at bat or pitching, or we just won a good game, or what have you. And then what song comes to mind when we're the opposite of that? When everything sucks, and as I felt just a few weeks ago, and you see your least favorite player, maybe a rival team is in town, and you're like, I hate this, or you lose a game that you should have won. I feel these emotions a lot more than the former, so I think that's going to be easier for me. But we're doing a song episode, so really easy, fun episode today. So, Reese P, what are your songs and why? Give us a flavor of Reese's Spotify playlist.
All right, so the song for when I'm feeling good, when the Padres are playing, is Buzzin' by Man, but specifically the 50 Cent remix.
Ooh.
It's so good. That song gets me so hyped. That song actually is one of the songs that Jenna and I, who, for those of you who don't know, I cover SDSU baseball. Jenna is on the beat with me. We have a playlist that we listen to before games. That song is on the playlist. We listen to it before almost every single series. Gets both of us super hype. It was on the baseball team's like hype playlist like 2 years ago.
Ah.
So it just all around reminds me of baseball, puts me in a good mood, gets me super hype. So that's my positive song.
It's a great one.
Thank you. Yeah. Recommend. And then my... not so positive song is Bad Day by Daniel Powder. That one. You guys know the one.
Of course.
It's so funny because I'm like bringing this back to SDSU baseball again, but it's really funny because last weekend, the reason I was out of town was because I was in Vegas covering the UNLV SDSU series, and UNLV was like trolling SDSU baseball with like their sound system. So every single time we would do something bad, like they would play like clown music and stuff like that. But every time they would do a pitching change, they would play this song. And so we didn't have the most stellar pitching performance last weekend. So every time we would like see changes on the mound, this song would be playing in the background. And so it just reminds me of, you know, when things aren't going so great, you know, maybe we're playing the Dodgers and things aren't necessarily going how I want them to be going. This song just is on repeat in my mind always. So... That's my bad song, my sad song, Bad Day.
Yeah, how did it? So I take it it didn't go well for your SDSU Aztecs last week.
No, we got swept.
Ooh, Ooh, it was, that's okay.
Yeah.
It was a great season, right?
It happens. It was up until last weekend.
Yeah, exciting news for the fans. On a related note, our brilliant ReCP graduated from college this week and is walking Woo-hoo! Next week, and then in a month is going off to Syracuse for broadcasting program, which is so awesome. So very happy. Huge round of applause. I hope the mic picks us up. We're clapping. Nico's clapping.
Thank you, guys. That's so sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy time, you know, from when we started the podcast in the fucking pandemic. And sorry, I cursed.
Yeah, seriously.
And now she's going off to New York. So very exciting.
Thank you.
And and I'm sure... I don't know. How is Syracuse's baseball team, Reese? Give us a little scoop.
So it's funny because Syracuse actually does not have a baseball team. So, of course, I picked the one grad school that doesn't have a baseball team. But they do have the minor league affiliate of the New York Mets, the Syracuse Mets. Mm. So I'm going to try to do some stuff with them.
Very cool. I didn't think about that either. Very cool. Wow. Yeah, the Mets. Cool. Hopefully they have a good farm system so you could see some good players in the Syracuse system.
I hope so. That would be really exciting. So I'm going to try to, once I get up there, do some stuff with them, whether it's like internship or like volunteer work, even I'm open to anything. So yeah, we'll see.
Very cool. Very cool. Nico, you've been quiet today. What are your songs? Give us a little flavor.
Now with me. Well, everybody knows I'm a Chicago Cubs fan.
Yeah, we know.
So one song that comes in, well, I'm sorry about that, but one song that comes into mind, and this is with like my second favorite player on the team, but he's doing the best for us, it's Chris Bryant. So the song that I'm going to use today is I Get Money by 50 Cent.
Ooh.
I'm a big rap fan. So because everybody knows he's making $19 million for this 1 year. So he's also batting .308, hit 10 home runs. Ah. He's tied for number one in home runs on our team. 20 RBIs in 41 games. So I feel like he's going to get paid this offseason.
Uh-huh.
So I Get Money is probably the perfect example song for him.
Uh-huh.
Now, the sad part is Jason Hayward, on the other hand.
Okay.
It's two songs I can use, but this one song in specific I want to use because I want the Cubs to trade him. It's Carry On by Fun. Yeah, he's awful this year. He's batting .183.
Right.
On base percentage of .595. I mean, on base plus slugging. And then he has 13 RBIs with 4 home runs. He doesn't do anything well, in my opinion. Besides, he's a great fielder. So I want them to carry on from him. So I Get Money and Carry On are the two songs that I decided to use.
That's very, very good mix there. Yeah, I think we're seeing a theme here of when things are going well, rap is the way to go, or hip hop. So yeah, I think it gets everybody hyped. I sounded so white saying that sentence, and I regret it instantly. Yeah, very good, Nico. And where, because Jason Hayward, remind me, Jason Hayward's the outfielder, and
he's the right fielder. He came from the Braves. He was really good with the Braves, and he hasn't done anything valuable besides be a good fielder for the Cubs.
Right. You know, Chris Bryant is also my favorite on account of my favorite Cub on account of he's the most gorgeous person that's ever lived. So is that,
you said this last time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I'm consistent, and it's still objectifying men, and that's not okay. That is not okay, folks. Don't objectify men. Very cool. Yeah. Cubbies. So, I have a few songs in mind I want to throw out to you guys, because they're sort of different ways of being happy and there's different ways of being sad.
Okay, I like the lead-in.
Yeah, so I'll describe to you scenarios in which both would come about. So, you know, I'll start with happy because it's less interesting. When I'm happy, which is rare in baseball, but I guess I'm happy when I see, like, Cody at the plate, Corey at the plate. I'm happy when Trevor Bauer trolls Giants fans as he did yesterday, and they play an actual rivalry game. not this fake media created Padres Dodgers rivalry that doesn't exist. See, that's not an insult, Reese, to the Padres. That's not an insult. That's like just saying that the rivalry isn't around.
I feel like it exists.
I mean, it's not for the rivalry to exist. The Padres have to win something first, or it's not, or it's just the Padres wanting to be as good as
the Giants winning.
No, well,
you get one World Series and don't know how to act. That's crazy.
I mean, the Dodgers have 7 and the Giants have 8. So the Giants have plenty of World Series under their belts, and including the 2014 one. So not too long ago. Anyway, so my point being that those are fun moments. I also enjoy it when the team pulls out close wins, because this season they've pulled out close losses in historical clips. So with all of that said, I have a few happy songs. I'll go the way of the like hype, I'm feeling amped type of route. And I'll go with Lemon, which is the nerd. I don't know if you guys know the nerd the one featuring Drake and Rihanna.
Oh my God, I haven't heard that song in so long.
Yeah, it's a great song. It was introduced to me when I actually was traveling in Europe with a friend, and instantly I'm like, this is the most hype song I've ever heard. Yeah, I think I found it late in the game, but anyway, it's very good. So that's like my hype, like I'm pumped they won a close game. Like, this is the song I want to listen to like let out all those like, you know, that for the people on audio, that probably sounded terrible. And I apologize. That probably sounded like I was throwing up.
That was a little shocking.
Yeah. I, you know, that's the song there. And then, you know, when I just like, when I'm just like happy to see, you know, a player, or I'm feeling a little nostalgic, I'm going to go with The Time of Your Life from A Bug's Life, the Randy Newman song. That's my choice. If you guys don't know it, it's one of the underrated Pixar songs. You guys know I'm a big Pixar fan. And that's just like a happy, like calm song. So that's my choice there. And then also I'll throw in Stevie Wonder's I Wish, because that's always a song that puts me in a good mood. And I don't know, with the brass component of that song, it reminds me a lot of baseball too, for some reason. And then, but more interesting is when I'm sad, because that happens a lot more often in baseball. And especially with the Dodgers iteration this year, that would be like 10 games ahead in their division if they didn't like so collapse there in the middle. And then also, you know, talking to Nico the other day and him absolutely shitting on my Dodgers, that made me sad.
As I should.
Yeah, sure. Keep me in check. Or when Reese is giving me a hard time because, I don't know, Fernando Tatis breathed or something. The media just goes crazy. He could, like, take a step to his right and the media would be like, oh, did you see?
The athleticism.
Yeah, his athleticism, right. His athleticism, yeah. He did the splits on a base run or a steal. I think it was a stealing base move the other day. He did the splits and everybody was just losing their mind. I don't know if you guys saw that. Anyway, when I'm feeling more sad, there are a few different types of sad. One song I want to throw out to the group is actually an oldie but goodie. And they do a Glee version of it too. So kind of either one is what I'm talking about right now. Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now. That's a Phil Collins song, not Genesis. He was solo at this point. And it's a super sad song. I think it's about him like running into an old fling. But it's so good. It's such a good song, but it's so sad, and it just like puts me right in that like shit, they fucking life sucks. A little emo. Another song, this is like, you know, this is just when sort of things are going bad in general. So that song is for when they lose a close game because I'm frustrated. When things are just going bad, you know, I mean, there's a lot of good options. But I would say when things are going bad in general, One More Light by Linkin Park, for some reason, is like a really emo song that I don't know. And I think it's It's even like happy in theme. Like if you listen to the words, I think it's him saying like, if you have nobody else to turn to, I'm here. I think probably butchered that, but he killed himself in real life.
Oh, wow.
So it's just sad. So that's and then to throw out another Stevie Wonder song for when I'm sad. It's like, what's it exactly called? It's like, I Never Dream You'd Leave in Summer. It's one of his lesser known songs, but I really like it. And it's Never Dream You'd Leave in Summer. So that's, it's a very sad song. It's a ballad, really good ballad. So it's another song for when I'm feeling sad. So I throw out a shit ton of songs. But Reese, I guess we're all wondering, since you're so vague about things, who were you speaking of when you get saddest in baseball? Is it when the Dodgers win? Who makes you sad?
Probably when the Dodgers win, only because I know you said the rivalry doesn't exist, but it does to me.
Okay.
Or just in general, like you were talking about earlier with close losses, I think those are probably the most painful because you actually have faith, unlike when you're getting absolutely blown out.
Yeah.
So either a Dodgers dub or just a close loss at home when you're in the ballpark, especially when you're there.
Ooh.
That's the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. Nico, how many games have you been to where they've lost?
Actually, I think I'm the Cubs' good luck charm. Every game, and I went to about 20 to 25 games in the past like 3 or 4 years since I came to Ohio.
Oh, my God.
They won every game. So I personally can't say I'm upset with them. That's why I said Jason Hayward just makes me sick to my stomach when I watch him because he can't hit. But the song that I really should have threw out there was Go Cubs Go, because after every win at home, the Cubs play Go Cubs Go. Everybody knows it. The Dodgers know it really well because they lose to the Cubs at home a fair share amount in the past like 5 to 10 years. So but no, they've won every game. So I can't say anything. This year, I wasn't expecting too much. That's why we're like middle of the pack, but it happens.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I didn't mention the players that I said Corey and Cody make me happy. I think the players that make me really pissed off are like the Padres, all of them. And or like the other day, Josh Reddick was signed by the Diamondbacks. And so the other day he was up at bat and our Oregon player, who's brilliant, played I Saw the Sign by Ace of Base, which is so funny because it's like a sign-stealing joke. And he was actually a former Dodger. He sucked. So people like that really get my goat. Also, and I'll say this, you know, the Dodgers have a bad trend of when players leave them, they excel. I don't know if you guys feel this way with former Cubs and Padres players, but like Alex Wood, for example, is having like a boss season with the Giants. And I mean, he was good for the Dodgers, but that's, you know, there's like others. I remember Dylan Hudson, this is random, for the Washington Nationals. Like he basically won them the World Series in a closing role. And he was like terrible in the Boston LA World Series, like so bad. Anyway, that really pisses me off too when I see that. So players that not only are on other teams but succeed and were former Dodgers, that really gets me. But to answer the question that I guess I threw out, I've been to a few. I went to a lot of Dodger games in the 2017 year and not as many before that and not as many after that. The year that they went to the World Series and won, but were cheated. We talked about that already. And that year, they won most, for sure, but they were winning most of their games anyway, so I can't say it was a good luck charm. When they went through their terrible slump of losing, like, 16 of 17, I think I was at one or two of those games. That was pretty nasty. Maybe just one. Yeah, so I've seen it all. But can't complain about the Dodgers right now. I'm really talking a lot. Reese, you want to add anything?
No, I don't think so. I think that pretty much, I don't really have anything else to say.
Okay. Nico,
see,
you want to add anything?
Yeah, I was about to say, your time that you enjoy was the year that you said they cheated. My time that I actually enjoyed being a Cub fan was 2015, the year They got swept by the Mets. I believe it was 2015, the year they got swept by the Mets in the NLCS. That was actually the most exciting time to watch baseball. Jorge Soler was like having a good year. Pedro Strop was having a good year. Mm. And then they won the World Series. Then everything after that just went downhill. So it's been kind of like, I've been struggling to find my favorite player because that year they had actually my favorite player in baseball, Starlin Castro, who was having a decent year with the Yankees, like a decent few years. And then I don't know what happened after that. But that was my most exciting time to watch baseball. Now I struggle to watch the Cubs because it's no clear favorite. Like Chris Bryant's good. Javier Baez is a hit or miss. It's home run, a strikeout, or a few doubles and some fancy stolen bases, or like you tag out somebody. But I feel like as a fan now, it's hard to like just watch them. It's no specific song because I know it's a song theme. It's no specific song for the Cubs for me because right. It's a lot of depression that goes on because we're in the middle of the pack. I'm not used to this. This decade and last decade, I'm not used to this.
Right. Weren't the Cubs like the lovable losers for most of their tenure in baseball?
Yes, and that was actually another favorite time of mine because they had some of my favorite players. Like, I grew up watching Derek Lee and Aramis Ramirez. Uh-huh. And we're talking, like, early to mid, like, 2000s with Carlos Zambrano. Those were good years for me. Granted, they were losing a lot, but they had some good players. So it was just fun. It was just fun.
I know. You know, there's something to be said, just quickly. There's something to be said about a losing season. I don't obviously know or remember much of that for the Dodgers because the last time they lost a season, I was, 14? No, 15, 16. 16 or 15, something like that. So it was a long time ago, and it's hard to remember. But, like, I could speak for the Lakers, who, until they literally won a championship, were, like, just in flux in the later Kobe years and then beyond. And it's sort of nice when your team sucks. And Reese, you might know something about this. It's sort of nice when they suck because...
I do, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice when they suck because you don't have, like, that hope or expectation. So you could sort of just watch. You could maybe be a fan of another team and bandwagon.
No way. No bandwagons here.
I mean, like, listen, I'll admit it, and because I had a trainer at the time from NorCal, I was about to go to UC Santa Cruz. When the Lakers were sucking and the Warriors were really good, I was
I considered.
I was rooting for the Warriors. Well, I was rooting for Steph Curry, I guess, in particular.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I mean, it's sort of nice because then you just don't have, like, anything to worry about. And when they do win, it's, like, a fun surprise.
Yeah, that's true.
See, me? I wouldn't say I enjoy losing a lot. It's just constant success after a while, you just get bored of it. So like when if we're talking basketball, how the Lakers won triple, three-peated, they won with Kobe, they won with Magic and stuff like that. After a while, I feel like it's more rewarding when you go through that little struggle period and then you win. So yeah. Like for the Cubs, 108 years and then you win, it was so satisfying to me because I'm like, wow, we really went through a whole century without winning. But I was upset at the parade, how it was a bunch of people that weren't Cubs fans there and some actual fans couldn't even get in. It was just, I didn't like that. And so that's something I don't like about like the bandwagon aspect, but it's more rewarding when you go through that little struggle period and then you finally get it. Like the Dodgers struggled to get a World Series and then they finally got it. I feel like it was rewarding to a bunch of Dodgers fans, if you understand.
Yeah, no, I do. And it, you know, again, it's like sort of hindsight's easier, than like in the moment because it sucks when they lost all those playoff series. I agree. And it's unfortunate that we couldn't celebrate with a parade. I'm still salty about that. And we couldn't.
Are they going to like do anything about that?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. You know, at least in California, I think things are opening up June 15th. And
they are,
you think that they would, I mean, you know, obviously with basketball, it might be harder for the Lakers to get their parade because they're literally playing in the playoffs right now the next season. But I think I still think they should do a combo parade because Dodgers fans are Lakers fans a lot of the time. And I think that'd be so cool. I think they should do something. Yeah. Maybe the first day COVID restrictions are lifted, then just really go ham and Get everybody exposed to COVID again. Great.
I was going to say, and then everyone's going to get COVID.
Yeah, everybody gets sick again. Yeah, so I don't know, but I'm hoping. But yeah, to your point, Nico, it would have been nice to release that 32 years with a real honest celebration. But I did plenty of celebrating personally in my home with my mom and sister. So that was really rewarding in and of itself. And people called me and texted me and were like excited for me as if I threw the last pitch. So that was fun. But anyway, that's for another episode.
I'm glad you actually mentioned that celebration, because that explains my song perfectly. When Chris Bryant stumbled at the end of the World Series and threw, like, you know, the Cubs are cursed. They had a curse for a long time. He tripped up and almost like threw it into the bleachers, and the Cubs could have lost that game. He made the last out. I get money. He needs to get paid. He needs to get paid. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I actually cried that day when they won the World Series. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tears. You know what's funny is I cried when the Lakers won, you know, about like a month before the Dodgers won. I cried like happy tears. I don't think I'd ever done that. Like literally crying happy tears. That's not something I do. I don't cry in general normally. I went through a period that was a depressive state, but that's not for the podcast. But other than that, I don't cry very often. And so to cry like happy tears is very odd. But when the Lakers won, that was happening. And when the Dodgers won, I thought I'd have that reaction, but I didn't. I was just like I was so hyper, so amped up listening to Lemon by Nerd featuring Drake and Rihanna that I didn't even cry or anything ever. I didn't like process that emotion. So maybe I need to explore that. Maybe I don't know what's up with that. It's a brain thing. Reese, I'm sure you'll get that feeling. You'll get to play. What was your song? It was something featuring 50 Cent.
Buzzin'.
That was featuring 50 Cent, right? Or no, you said the old version was.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good. Okay.
It's Man featuring 50 Cent. Yeah, the remix. Yeah, that specific version. Yes.
You'll get to play Buzzin' in San Diego when they're trashing cars and looting. And I can't even imagine if they win a wild card game and they throw a parade. I can't even imagine.
If they win a wild card game, I'll literally fly back from New York to celebrate.
Oh my God. You know they're going to win the... Anyway, whatever. That's for another... You know...
It's okay, Reese. Heather's going to... She's going to hate. She couldn't cry and enjoy her World Series because it was only 60 games.
I just didn't cry. That was an emotion I felt, but I cried during Lakers. Maybe I had gotten out during Lakers. It was just a crazy... I wasn't eating also because I couldn't digest anything because I was so nervous. So... this is a crazy time. Crazy time. Nico's gonna hate
You're
on
just
me,
going
but
through it.
Still, I don't listen to the hate. Okay, guys. Well, that was really fun. I'm gonna play all these songs on repeat. We should make, you know, All Talk No Bop fans. Do you want us to make a playlist of all of our favorite baseball-y type tunes? I Love LA. I think that's also Randy Newman, isn't it? When they win their games, they play I Love LA. Down, 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 down. No. I love LA. Anyway, that Nico just went away. Okay. all right, guys. Let us know if you want us to make a playlist, and we will be right back for the wrap up.
Brandon's Sports Talk is a sports talk podcast where he interviews athletes, coaches, and sports business owners. You can listen to Brandon's Sports Talks on YouTube and find his amazing content.
That's all, folks, for this episode of All Talk No Bock. Obviously, you guys should listen to those songs. Again, we'll consider making an All Talk No Bock playlist. That might get us some traction. So I like the idea the more I think about it. But yeah, everybody had some really good songs making me feel different types of feels. Make me want to see a good baseball game and a bad baseball game. Very bipolar. Don't know what I want today. Do I want the Dodgers to win? Do I want the Dodgers to lose? I don't know, because the songs chosen were so good. So that's our episode. And a few announcements here. Yes, we've been on a brief hiatus with Batter Up, and we will be again next week. However, the week after that, we'll start up again. and with a new host. His name is Andrew, and we're very excited to have him on board. He's one of our new writers, but he graciously volunteered because, oh no, Reese got popped out. But anyway, he had a conflict, so it didn't work out with him, but we're thrilled to have Andrew on, who's very cool. And so check out Batter Up when it comes back. We hope you've liked it so far. Let us know if you do, if you don't. Love to hear from you. Social media, the game is strong. Nico over here is going to get our TikTok back up and running, so stay tuned for that. And yeah, just exciting things all the way around. So keep checking out our content. We have 5 new writers, so lots more articles being published and lots of stuff going on. And our website is in the process of getting revamped with all the new graphics and stuff, so stay tuned for that too. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and we want to hear your favorite songs for when your favorite player is up or your team's going good, and then your least favorite player is up and your team's going bad. So make sure to comment on Twitter, Instagram, and let us know, and check us out on Spotify. Share this with your friends. Okay, guys, that's it for this episode. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Nico, thank you so much for continuing to humble me for being a Dodger fan.
Somebody has to.
Somebody has to. You're right. Reese, love you too. Love you all. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next week. Bye!